Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
It is our number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're off and running on a thirsty Thursday here on 105.3 The Fan. General at your service, at ease. There's Jeff Cavanaugh, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Let me get my texts up. You guys are doing such fantastic work on this text machine. I don't want to go a single segment without it.
I don't think you need it yet. I don't think you need it after that crosstalk. I think maybe we can find a different topic, kind of get that one going, and then kind of check out the text. You know?
Okay. You know? I'm sure there's some interesting divorce stories going on there, but are you saying that might not be the most uplifting and sports passionate topic we could choose?
I mean, I do like the 469. He says, shout out to Krusty, suggesting I never propose to my girlfriend. Never want to go through what the difficulty he said marriage was.
It's tough. It really is. I mean, it's work. I admire folks that can fight through it every day because, you know, we're all different. And I mean, like I say, people have careers and they want to do things, and it's a lot tougher than it used to be. But if you can make it work, you know, I tip the cap to you for sure.
Yeah, man. I'm 10 years in now. 11 years in?
No, you're not.
Well, it's a fiance wife.
You're not in it.
I bet the state would recognize it if I went to divorce court. Yeah. They'd be like, "You're married, son."
Oh, I thought you'd walk in and be like, "What are you getting divorced from?"
You've
just been engaged for 30 years.
Yeah, I think it's a common law situation at this point. I'm not quite sure.
All right.
Biggest story by far of the day: the absolute backbreaker with the Tank Lawrence news about 21 hours ago. Krusty's Corner is coming up at 2:40. It's a can't miss because, you know, he's got his gang of seven, current and former front office guys that he can reach out to and get their opinions. And what did you ask him about, Brian?
I asked him about, give me the list of your best guys. So several guys reached out to me and gave me three names.
So you told them, we've run out of defensive ends.
They know.
Can you guys let me know?
Yeah, they knew that Krusty was in trouble. He needed some help. And so I sent out the Krusty signal out into the sky, and my scouting buddies answered me. And then also, too, I want to get into a little bit later, there's some other guys, that are out on the street. These are guys, I'm going to talk about at 2:40 that are practice squad type guys. But my other guys at 4:20, if we know whenever Amari's in, maybe that for my and Jeff's segment, we can talk about some players, some veteran players that people are kind of interested in.
I'll
give you some insight why or why not. A lot of why not.
Okay, looking forward to that. Again, Krusty's Corner is coming up at 2:40. How difficult is it to add a guy right now with, you know, you have unvaccinated players, you have a COVID waiting period before they can start practicing and playing? I think if I'm the Cowboys, I probably want to see what we can get out of Micah Parsons and Randy Gregory before I make any move of substance. There is a little bit of a blessing that the trade deadline is still 5 or 6 weeks away. So time is kind of on your side, but that could end quickly if you lose to the Chargers and give up a bunch of sacks.
Yeah, and I think it's not like you could bring in a guy today that you think is going to go start for you on Sunday.
No.
But I think with Tank Lawrence being out for, what was the word they used? Something that means a long time.
Yeah, I was listening to Mickey talk about it. Mickey was trying to say more of like a 4 to 6.
Yeah, and you come back from a fifth metatarsal in 4 to 6, you're going to break it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going
to do. And Mickey brought up an interesting point, too, with the guys that this is the same injury. He's broken the fifth metatarsal before his rookie year, and he missed the 8 games, but that's when your IR rules were a lot different.
Okay, yeah, like I don't want to feel like you're rushing Tank back. Like, if you think that you can get through this season, well, who cares what you think you can do? I would be planning. The reason I'm in on like scouring teams' practice squads and what veterans are still sitting out there that might have something is because I think you need a defensive end for 2 or 3 months. That's what I think you need.
Yeah.
And because at least now this 1 week, there's nothing you can do about it. Randy Gregory, if he can't get 2 negative tests, you're going to play shorthanded at defensive end. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, he's still in the protocol, so he's not going to play.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would be scrambling for at least one guy, whether it's a trade, whether it's a practice squad guy, whether it's a guy that's sitting at home, because I think I need help for 2 or 3 months. That's what I think I need.
I think so, too. And I also think it's going to be really difficult to find guys more talented than what you have. You know, maybe, at least right now, maybe by the time we get to mid-October, some teams are out of it and they're thinking, we can't pay this guy, so let's try to get a draft pick for him. But right now, it's too early in the season. There's probably only a couple of teams that aren't thinking playoffs at this point. And your pool of players you could trade for just isn't has not really come together. So it's a difficult thing to crack for the time being, I think.
And just one name that keeps getting thrown out, and it's been thrown out again on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, is Olivier Vernon, who's 31 years old. Not he had healthy. 9 sacks last year. And I don't know this. Like, I haven't seen a report on it, but most people aren't coming back from an Achilles in 9 months.
No.
He tore an Achilles in January. So my guess is he is not employed right now, because he physically can't step on the field and play football for another 2 or 3 months.
Every Gang of Seven guy said, listen, Olivier Vernon would be on the top of your list. He's not healthy enough to go.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
Well, maybe it could be a blessing if the Cowboys can talk to Vernon later on during the season. You know, if you are a playoff team and the need is big, maybe it could be a fit by the time we get to December or something like that. 254 says Tim Tebow wants to be an edge now.
Okay.
Can I
see
like that.
I can see that. Bring him for a quick look-see. No, the guy, your best edge guy now, according to me, is Micah Parsons. That's your best edge guy.
Yeah.
You've got a million linebackers that can play.
Yeah. A lot of text coming in about that right now.
You don't have a lot of edge guys that can play. Like, look, Terrell Basham can play. Dorrance Armstrong can play. Bradley and I can play. But if you're talking about giving yourself a chance to actually get after a quarterback, I think your best chance is Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
So I hope they are preparing accordingly, that Micah, get ready. You're going to spend a lot of time at the line of scrimmage and a lot of time going forward.
So on passing downs, I imagine he gets outside, or maybe he's outside the whole time. But what would be your two linebackers in that setting?
I would say Vander Esch and Neal.
Yeah, that's what I would
go. You feeling pretty good about that?
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, and because what happens is the Chargers do have a back that's capable of catching the football. So that's your problem right there. You know, when you start to think about, is Parsons one of your better cover guy? Do you think Neal's one of your better cover guys? Vander Esch, I know Vander Esch only played, 15 or so snaps last week in the game. A lot of it had to do with what Tampa was doing with their 11 personnel group. But the Chargers have a weapon at that running back spot that can catch out of the backfield. So that has to be a big concern if you're rushing Parsons.
What do you think about Parsons' weight? Is that a concern or is
I know Mickey
advantage?
Was talking about this, and Mickey's right about this before, that you would not want to put him in a situation where he's playing left end, which is a base end position. You wouldn't want him playing like a left end all the full time. I would make sure that this is a scheme-specific thing that we're doing here.
So you know, we go to the 3-4 when he goes out there?
I you know what? You could try. Like you say, I think you have to move him around as a rusher. I don't think you could sit there and just say, okay, he could play. I use him somehow as my fourth or fifth rusher. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way. But I just don't sit him where they could chip him or they could put a tight end over there. It's the same thing that the Cowboys are going to have to think about with dealing with Steele playing right tackle this week. You're going to have to find a way to get Bosa further away from the actual ability to rush the passer and to get to that pocket area. So to me, I'm not letting them get a beat on Parsons. I'm going to move him around and rush him from some different spots.
But yeah, there was a leak out of practice today, a reporter that'll go unnamed that said Parsons was in fact working with the pass rushers. So
let's go.
That I think that's confirmation that is at least their plan for now, and you know, we'll see how that comes together. Are you guys nervous at all about his development at stand-up linebacker? Is that going to be impeded upon in any way?
No, because I think this is what he's going to do.
This is who he is.
Like, he's going to do a lot.
He's a load the wagon guy.
And if 1 week, that means that two-thirds of the time you're going to be up on the, as a quote, outside linebacker who's rushing the passer, then so be it. I think that's kind of the creative game you have to play, because like a lot of teams in the league, the Cowboys have a lot of really good players. The Cowboys at a lot of positions are hurting for depth.
Yeah.
And so you got to kind of scramble and just figure out, hey, guys, how does this work? And maybe, as some people are pointing out, they're like, look, you don't want 240-pound Micah Parsons as like a real-life defensive end
who's sitting there
playing the run against an offensive tackle. But what you do is you go to your defensive coordinator and you say, you're a smart guy. Let's get three bigs out there. Let's throw Osu Odighizuwa, Brent Urban, and a nose tackle.
Yeah.
So, like, now I got beef.
Well, you got, Bohanna, you play,
And if they're, Micah Parsons is going to be one of the guys in the mix, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I've got enough beef up there that it's not like you're going to blow one guy out of a hole and no one else exists. You've got linebackers filling behind. You put bigs across the line with him. They can kind of push.
Yeah.
And you make it work.
Yeah. You, like I say, you can use Neal. You can use Van Der Esch. Cox is a possibility too, as well. You know, if you want a guy that, you know, can help you in some coverage stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know, the thing, I wouldn't want Parsons playing down after down after down against Bulaga, but I don't think he would back down from trying to, you know, he's a strong guy.
He's a violent dude.
He is a strong guy. He might he's just as strong as probably Randy Gregory on that other side when you start talking about, and linebackers know how to play with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing about when you're taking on linemen is if you win with your hands first, you can defeat a lot of blockers.
Yeah.
And that's what Parsons knows how to do. So I wouldn't be opposed to him. I just don't think you could do it every single snap. But I would sure like to see him move around a bunch and make them have to adjust their blocking schemes to him.
Just watching the way he moves and how he got down in a couple of those preseason games and, you know, setting the edge and manhandling tackles, and those are probably backup tackles he was doing that too. I just feel like all 240-pound dudes aren't built the same.
No.
And some are strong like they're 265 pounds, and I think he's one of them.
He's got some snap. When he hits you with his hands, you could kind of you see guys stop.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's not a problem for him.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. What else is going on? Tom Brady on playing until age 50 now. Quote, I think I can.
He needs to chill out.
But isn't he like 44 now, 45?
I think he's 44.
44.
Yeah. I believe that's
so
right.
So 47 was the last number he was talking about. Now he's moving it up another 3 years. Why not?
All right, he will not be good at 50.
Here's my theory on this, and I'm also going to apply it to Jalen Hurts, which is coming up here in this next segment. I think the rules are so protective, the offenses are so sophisticated at creating space, that if you can be accurate and make good decisions, you can be a sufficient quarterback. Speed, cannon, zip on the ball, anticipation, all of that is great. That's icing to make you an all-pro. But if we can protect you and you can make good decisions and throw the football accurate, I don't know why you should stop playing. And I think that might be about to be proven with the old Tom Brady and the very young, inexperienced, and untoolsy Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I wonder just how much does arm strength hold up that long? I mean, if anybody is capable,
that's what I'm
kind
of saying. I think even noodle arm stuff, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with it.
Yeah, but he sucked.
He did,
yeah,
right?
He was
right?
awful.
But he made enough good decisions and was accurate enough with the football that's, like, they have brought the bar down significantly. Now, you can't be an idiot, but if you can outthink the guys that you've been in the league sometimes 3, 4, 5 times as long, or you're Jalen Hurts and your competitive IQ and your preparation is all there and you can put yourself in a position and then use some athleticism to escape, I don't know. I think we're seeing the criteria for what it's going to take to be successful be lower than ever.
If he could play to 50 if they keep drafting Tristan Wirfs, those types of players,
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure that you have the receivers that can separate, can get open, can finish plays. You have to make sure that he has the protection. You have to have the ability to win. He has to hand the ball off, that they can get some positive yards out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could play to 50 if the team around him allows him to play to 50.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great because in 2019 with New England, he didn't have the weapons and he was yelling at those guys on the sideline. He needs good protection.
Well, the older you get, the more protection you need and the more you need around you. There's some guys like the Mahomes and people like that that are super, super talented young guys. That guy that we're about to play here this weekend, super, super talented guy, has receivers that can't run out of sight, but they make plays. You know, I mean, I'm sure that those guys, Mahomes could probably play till he's about 52. If they keep having the weapons around him, he does.
If Brady plays to 50, his home will get raided by the FDA or somebody.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he's got a room for Victor Conte.
Yeah, it'll mean that he beat Bezos to the anti-aging process, and he's going Benjamin Button on us.
Thursday night football, Washington and New York.
Bet the under.
Little division action here for you. Game is in D.C. where the football team's a 3.5-point favorite.
Over-under's 40.5, and I'm going to take the under. I don't gamble often, and I'm not actually going to gamble on this, and don't take my advice.
You know, Daniel Jones is 4-0 against the football team in his career?
Yep. I think he's about to be 4-1.
You think so?
The Giants, after 1 week, are mad about their offensive line, so they're, like, changing people out already.
Should be mad about that coordinator.
Well, there is something you could do about him. But I think
fired Mark Colombo.
He'll be their next head coach.
A lot of change going on there, yeah.
I mean, it's fun. I love an NFC East game, but I do anticipate there will not be a ton of scoring, and we're going to ugly this thing up.
Yeah, it's going to be like 12-9, something like that.
I would love a 12-9 game.
I'd bet the Giants, though, if you want to put a Sando on it or something.
Okay, hold on.
Maybe a burrito.
Hold on, let me think here. Is that with a spread or a straight up?
3.5, yeah. I mean, I'd take 2.5. Be honest with you. I'm pretty confident.
I'll give you the 2.5.
Yeah, it seems more fair.
I'll give you the 2.5.
3.5's a lot for a super low scoring game.
I'll give
offense.
You the 3.5.
Right on.
That might be
right
the
on.
Difference right there.
It's just a sandwich.
Yeah. The Giants are just going to snap the ball and hand it to Saquon Barkley for 2 yards a pop and a punt. So
that's right.
I'm ready.
Man, Jason Garrett is getting crushed out there. Okay, Rangers fell to the Astros 7-2. Myers and Gonzalez going back-to-back against Ari Hahr in the second inning. It's going to be Glenn Otto on the hill tonight. And the U.S. women's soccer team in action for the first time since their disappointment in Tokyo. They're going to take on Paraguay tonight, ESPN2. That's going to be a 6:30 start there, Texas time. All righty, we good? We're off and running.
We're off and running.
We got G-Bag of the Day, 2:30. Are you buying the hype around this NFC East quarterback? A lot of people are, and it's next in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day coming up here in 7 minutes. Amari Cooper is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. You have Krusty's Corner coming up here at 2:40. And that's a must listen as he polled his gang of 7 about what the Cowboys could do regarding available defensive ends. So looking forward to him spilling that coming up at 2:40. Quick question here before I ask you about Jalen Hurts. Looking forward to next Monday night's game. Of course, we got Thursday night football tonight, Monday night football next week. The Packers are going to be at home to the Lions. If the Packers lose that game, Will it become a fact Aaron Rodgers is tanking the season? He is petty. They are an 11-point favorite. It would help his next team hold their draft capital while acquiring him. Don't you think that's what Aaron Rodgers would love to do?
That would be the most petty thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and it's conniving, and it's, okay, well, you want to do that? Well, watch this. And he's just going to have this story running in his mind where it's like he's going to have this big, you know, bleep-eating grin on his face.
What did you think of this? You are the Dick Wolf of radio right
yes.
here.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
got to be sinister. Yeah. It's got to be some dark thoughts. When did you get into this?
When I was hanging out earlier today in my
I told him.
In my office.
He's driving in the Good Times van. You're driving around town.
And I was, I like to think of myself as the Perry Mason of sports radio,
Lucius. Okay. Dick Wolf was a deep, dark writer, though.
I don't see myself as that dark. You know, more
when
of
you take a turn,
academic.
It's going to go, okay.
Okay, so do you think Aaron Rodgers is not petty?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, is there anything I've said you don't think Aaron Rodgers is capable of?
Well, here's the thing. I say you go dark with it in an academic way.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't mean to push back on you, sir. I'm just saying.
No, you're good.
I'll change the name to Dick Wolf for radio if it bothers you. I'll take it away. I'll give it to somebody else.
No, I like it, man. Okay. So you don't think Aaron Rodgers would tank the season?
No.
Worst loss ever. Okay. Yes. So what I'm asking you is if they lose to Detroit, who we just saw play like a complete bag of ass, as 11-point favorites, wouldn't it become closer to fact at that point? Or I think for a lot of Packers fans, perhaps more than 50%, it would be a fact if you lose to the Lions on Monday.
I think it would make it a fact that he hated the organization so much that he did a terrible job of preparing for the season and that team's not ready to play, which I suppose indirectly could be tanking the season by not preparing for it. Because if I'm another team and he plays poorly again and again and again, my interest level in him probably goes away. Like, you didn't care about an offseason, it looks like, and now you're going to be on the downside. And I don't know. I can't picture thinking that Tom Brady is what's going to become the norm. Where it's like, you know what? I bet you got 7-8 years left and you're really good. And this is just...
So the story for you would be he got old and didn't do the offseason that old guys need to stay great.
Yes, like he was just in Hawaii doing karaoke. That was his offseason.
Right on.
Which he did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much
his offseason. I know that was his offseason.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I don't think he would tank this season because I think he owes it. He might be petty and all that, but as a teammate, he owes it to Devontae Adams, who's trying to get a contract. You know, he owes it to Randall Cobb, who he said, "Hey, I want you here. I want to, you know, these guys, they don't listen to me, but hey, I went and got you." You know, I think he owes it to those guys, to Aaron Jones and guys like that, who, you know, in their career, they need to win. They need to win, so the organization might think, "Well, hey, these are players we got to have. These are players we have to pay." So if he's putting himself ahead.
Didn't he do that by telling them to not work out in the offseason, too? Hasn't he already shown a pattern of that?
Well, you know, but and what's so funny about it is they followed him. They said, yeah you're right. We're not going to work out, and we believe in you that much.
Yeah.
So we believe in you that much, but we also believe in you enough that you don't need to go out there and lose a game to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
You know, you don't.
That would be embarrassing.
It would
and all these guys have pride.
Would be. And I think that he might not do it for anybody but those players. For Adams and Jones and guys, Mercedes.
See, that's
Lewis,
what I thought
like
in the offseason. Like, once the season starts, Aaron Rodgers' competitiveness and the fraternity amongst his teammates is going to kick in.
Yeah.
But that was an embarrassing loss. Okay, the latest headlines here with the Eagles has people talking. Jalen Hurts, highest graded quarterbacks while under pressure in week one. You know, it's one thing to say, well, you played a bad team, Atlanta is horrible, and you can run for 61 yards and all that, and it's 1 week. But look at that. Highest rated quarterback while under pressure, Jalen Hurts was number one at 87.3. That adds a little bit more context to it.
Yes, and I fear the person Jalen Hurts, because as I've said before, I think whatever he can get out of himself, he's going to get every single absolute bit out of it. But I will withhold judgment for a while, because one thing that he did do in week one that I don't know if you can continuously do this and be successful is I looked up average depth of target. So like how far downfield do you throw the ball on average? And guys who throw it the deepest, it's like their average is 10 yards. Baker, Russell, Derek Carr, Josh Allen, Pat
over
Mahomes.
Seven to playoff team.
Okay, so
that's on average. That's what you look at.
His was 3. His average depth of target was 3 yards.
Oh my!
So like all their damage was he got the ball to the right place, and then guys just took off running. And I don't know if it's sustainable to throw the ball on average 3 yards downfield.
Yeah, it's tough.
And have a great season. But through 1 week, it sure worked.
Yeah, we've seen guys like Devonta Smith, though, at Alabama.
Yeah.
When you throw him the ball underneath, he's going to make explosive plays. Jalen Reagor was the same way at TCU. Once you kind of get him going, you know, I see what he's doing. I'd like to go on record, though. I was the one that said, I think Philadelphia is going to be a better team. I thought the Giants.
Yeah, I think we got a bet on it.
Yeah, I think the Giants are the ones that are going to be awful.
Yeah.
But I think Philadelphia, I don't think we're giving them nearly enough credit because I do think they got some offensive weapons.
And if that's the case, maybe Nick Sirianni's going to be coach of the year or something like that.
Very well could be because, you know, there's a lot of people that were killing the talent on this team.
Yeah.
You know, and they still, that offensive line, they're just much like the Cowboys. They were really, really banged up. The receivers they were trying to get right, they still have quality tight ends. I mean, if you want to talk about a team that has an offense, just not the quarterback that you have, you know, I kind of felt like people were underselling the Eagles a little bit.
Well, the story today in Philadelphia is Sirianni talking about it and said one of the first things he learned in coaching was from his college coach. And he didn't play at a big school or anything, and his college coach really specialized in not building the scheme until he saw all of his players practice together. And then he'd be like, okay, I can see what you guys are doing well together, and he would build that scheme around what the players did. And he's, I guess, getting at least some of the credit for, you know, Jalen Hurts having a nice debut and playing better than he did in any of the Doug Peterson games last year. All right, here we go. It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day. The best audio curated by Lucius Alexander.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir.
Let's rock. Yeah, yeah. What's going on? Everything and everybody's. What's up?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, you?
Having my way, man. Oh. I'm having my way.
Excellent.
Hope everybody else is, too. Yeah. Let's get right into this. The winners, what is this, the third time now? It's the Florida State upset call?
They're looking for three?
Looking for four.
Yeah. Came out of the weekend.
I don't know. My vision's hazy right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, so
why
I was out Monday and Tuesday. Did he win Monday?
I don't remember. Don't ask me. Don't look at me.
Well, no, I wasn't here Monday or Tuesday. So, I mean, yesterday he won, so it would be a third time then, maybe, because I think last week Al Roker was the champion.
Check the stats.
Yeah, he was 5-time. Then we had a Jameis. Yeah. Jameis stopped by.
That's what it is. All right. Florida State's call right here, guys, as they take the L.
Get a first down right now. They still got a chance, I guess, to call the timeout to try to get their kicking team out there.
Here's the snap. Throwing the deep bomb down the far sideline. Caught ball at the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line.
Are you serious?
Jacksonville State with no time left.
I just said keep everything in front of you.
The Gamecocks have taken the lead and will win this ball game. 20-17. And the Gamecocks are going crazy.
Gamecocks going crazy.
Yeah. William Lloyd going crazy. Yeah.
That's going to be Babe Laufenberg Sunday afternoon. I think just keep these guys in front of you.
Was he laughing at William Floyd?
I think he was laughing at William for throwing
I think he was.
Headset.
He's looking Absolutely. At William, loses his mind, and he's like, man, you're so childish right now.
Yeah. It's like doing radio with Mikey B.
Oh.
You're like, hey, look at Mike over there. He's all bent out of shape. It's sports.
They were upset there at Florida State, but Jacksonville's call, they were pretty excited about once that snap went to Cooper.
Snap to Cooper. Looking down the field. He's got a man. Caught it. He's free. Phil Y'all Johnson at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! There are no flags. Touchdown pass on the final snap of the game. Jacksonville State has won it.
It's a smile.
I love when they go high, too. You know, their voice cracks like they're 14 years old again.
Touchdown!
Got excited.
Are you sure? All right, there's our champ. Who's challenging?
We have a husband who forgot his anniversary, basically, right here.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Wife hooked him up with a fishing trip to Cabo. Oh, now, no. If she's not going, I would be suspicious if I was the husband, but that's just how I'm made. But, yeah, she hooks him up with a fishing trip to Cabo, and he had no idea for a while.
Fishing in Cabo? What? For real?
Yeah. We leave in, like, an hour.
Serious?
I swear.
What's the kid? Wait, there's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September. What's in September? There's a date in September. Oh, our anniversary.
I suppose I should have a present to give you back at this point. I mean, that's why I don't get married, by the way. I don't want to forget the anniversary.
Yep. Yeah. That could be a problem.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah. Now, if I got hooked up with a trip and she's not going, I'm suspicious as hell.
Right.
I can't even walk out the house with her. Like, I grab the keys in the house. The dog and the ladies both look at me. Where are you going?
You should have to fight for that.
Yeah.
You should have to ask for like 3 or 4 years.
Please.
If she's sending you out of town.
Yeah.
The 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I'm saying, fam, don't go.
You got an hour to set up
cameras. Act like you're going and just wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. all right. How about this one? Sports Center.
Be a disappointing weekend if she's just sitting there eating bonbons. You're like, I should have been fishing with my buddies.
Ruined it. Your suspicious self.
Sorry to cut you off there.
No, you're good, man. Sports Center ran a promo for the new 30-for-30. The 86 Mets.
Okay.
Which I did not get to jump into. I seen it playing. I was like, I can't rewind it. And I have the ESPN app. What's that? ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we get all the 30 for 30s. I've been like contemplating trying to buy that for 2 years.
Best thing they do.
I should buy that, but I.
You don't need to.
Yeah, just somebody can DM you.
You're one of those millennials that has workarounds.
Okay, that's enough
now. That's just for the Gen Xers and boomers.
Yeah, you told us you have a jailbroken.
Okay, here we go. So, Sports Center, and it was Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they forgot to run the bleeps, man. Oh, no. They just let it fly. No. They have apologized for this.
Lattery's trying to go to third. Gibbons gets up, spins, I don't know what, throws the ball.
Out in third, the Mets win it 6-5.
Out, right now. Big, way go over, no moth. Next thing you know, high five, dude.
Bro, 2 F-bombs in a SportsCenter promo.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Okay, from a drunk, methed-out Lenny Dykstra.
I was going to say, is he confirmed to have, like, done a meth or something thing? Because he's got some... That didn't sound
Get him off the television. What are people going to Lenny Dykstra for? That's horrific. New SportsCenter 30 for 30. That's probably my second favorite non-Rangers World Series of all time. Red Sox, Mets. You guys, of course, Brian remembers that. Yeah. Jeff, Lucius.
I was probably on the teat.
Toddlers. Toddlers at that point. That one, and then like 91 Braves Twins was insane, right? This was the 80s and 90s where like the World Series was a national event.
Baseball
Everybody was
a
watching
thing.
It. Yes, baseball was a real thing, like the Super Bowl or the football playoff, something like that. We were dialed in. SportsCenter's new 30 for 30. Somebody got fired. I'll tell you what. Husband forgot his anniversary, Florida State, Jacksonville State game. Although for the champ, Lucius, I think this would make it 3. Yeah, because I think Jameis was the champ on Monday. I think this is one of those where you brought something back from the weekend on a Tuesday.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
I sure did, because I thought Jeff was going to play it on a Monday, and I did play it on a Tuesday.
Yep.
There we go.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're going to run with the Jacksonville State situations.
2-0, Brian.
Yeah, I think so.
3-0, Jeff.
I'd like to vote for Lenny Dykstra's alleged meth situation.
By a score of 3-1. Yeah, I think it's been confirmed a couple of times. Sure. Yeah, there's dumpster diving incidents and all kinds of craziness going on with Lenny Dykstra.
Well,
pray for
him. Sober.
Okay, Krusty's Corner has been much anticipated. It's coming up next. And where are we going, sir?
Yeah, we got the Gang of Seven. We'll talk about with those guys next.
Alrighty, welcome back, Nation. Here we go. It's time for Broadus and Krusty's Corner. Fix this, Broadus.
Fix this?
Yep.
Yeah. My guys, the Krusty's guys were... They knew when I was texting them what this question was about to be.
Guys, I ran out of defensive ends. Help!
I was like asking these guys, and they're quick to help. You know, they're quick. The problem you get into though is like the names that they give you. You're kind of like,
who is this
man? I don't know.
There's a reason.
Yeah, but what happens is like Now, there's new practice squad rules. Some of these guys are practice squad players, and you can have like veterans on practice squads now, which makes it a little bit more difficult because teams are allowed to protect players that are on practice squads on a weekly basis. So, you know, that's the thing that some of these guys.
So you don't have to call them up to the real roster?
Well, you can't. You don't have to.
You can call up two per week.
Two per week. Like you could protect, like you the Cowboys. Every team can designate two guys that they protect.
So you have to find somebody who is likely the third best player on a practice squad and go after him.
Yeah, unless you catch it where they don't protect the guy.
All right.
And they have to protect somebody else.
You can take somebody's 56th best player.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's what you can do.
So the problem that you run into is like, okay, Jeff, I'll give you an example. Like one of my guys of the Gang of Seven mentioned Noah Spence.
Oh, he's still around somewhere.
Yeah, he's on Cincinnati's practice squad.
Back in Ohio.
Yeah, so we were talking about, you know, we liked Noah Spence, you know, when he was coming out. Matter of fact, he was roommates with Joey Bosa and Ezekiel Elliott, and they asked him to...
Before he was the fall guy for the fall them guy. And had to leave.
But, you know, Noah Spence is an example of a name they gave the guys gave me.
He didn't even play football last year.
Yeah, well, he's on Cincinnati's practice squad right now.
Well, okay, so he was on a practice squad.
How about this one? Guys have on their list, Taco Charlton on their list.
Here we go.
About him last night a little bit. He might be the best guy available.
I hope it's not true. Maybe. I mean, a week from now, you'll have Randy Gregory back.
Right.
So whoever it is, I guess the question is he better than Bradley and I?
Yeah.
We know Will McClay thinks he's got the right stuff, so I don't know why they would hesitate.
But again, Gang of Seven guys, like four of the seven had Taco on their emergency board list.
And that's kind of what you're looking at.
I just want to know if he was humbled enough by getting blown out of three teams over the course of 18 months to either do steroids or get mean. One of those two things could change the dynamics.
Okay, here's another one for you that people were asking about, and they were saying, well, the Cowboys had Rondell Carter was a guy that they mentioned. He was on their
team.
They
used to have him.
That he got mentioned by two guys. That he's at Arizona right now. And I was kind of hearing some whispers at Arizona that if Dallas came and got him, they would like be okay with that.
Oh, they don't mind.
They don't mind.
Go ahead. Feel free.
Feel free to do that. So we'll see. How about this one? Jabal Sherrod.
I'm sorry?
Sherrod.
Try that.
S-H-E. Our guy from Sherrod. That's, I always say it wrong.
No way, that's right. Spell it.
S-H-E-A-R-D. Sheard. I said it right. Sheard.
I think you threw like an extra R somewhere.
Sheard. Yeah. Jabal Sheard. Yeah, right. He was a guy that got mentioned. He's on a practice squad right now. And then the one that, now here's the one I'm really going to butcher.
Don't worry, I got you. Ready?
Go for it. Say it.
Ifadi?
Yeah.
Odenebo.
Okay. Ifadi Odenebo.
Bam!
I'm glad you're here, Jeff, because I would have butchered that one too.
That's all right.
He's on Cleveland's practice squad, right? Okay. He is like the number one guy. He was 7-for-7.
Oh, wow. He's on everybody's list.
I mean, 2 years ago in Minnesota, he had 7 sacks.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And Sheard has had 5 almost every year up until 2019.
Yeah.
Some guys that have produced, he's a little bit older. He was
2-1-4 is right, by the way. The general is serious about them steroids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody, every player who's not playing well enough.
And I would take issue with your statement that you can't always do steroids.
That is true.
They're available. It's football.
Yeah. But Odenebo, he's the one guy that to me, okay, he is a protected guy with the Browns.
Maybe you got
to
start.
That's a veteran.
So yeah, well, he's a protected guy, meaning the two guys are allowed. They're allowed. So
okay,
but he is a guy that seven. He was the one guy that was 7-for-7 on this list, as far as who they would go. That like if you had to go get a defensive end off someone's practice squad, he would be the guy that everybody would go get.
Now, do you so you like him more than, let's go, with Bradley and I and Dorrance Armstrong?
Well, you know, I know those guys.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff, I'm trying to remember. This kid was at Northwestern. He was undersized. I remember he had like 25 sacks in his career. I don't remember. Like, he was a seventh-round pick, I want to say. And I don't think I had him much higher than that myself. But I had Bradley and I higher.
Yeah, so the hard part, I think, right now for the Cowboys is you're thinking that you're absolutely desperate for a defensive end because you don't have Tank or Gregory.
Yeah.
But Gregory's going to be right back. So if you scramble and go sign a guy or flip a pick for a guy a week from now, is he taking the snaps that someone's playing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I would say, though, that I think you got to get – I think, like General's saying, are these guys better than?
Right.
You know, and if you got, in my opinion, if I had 7-for-7 general managers, personnel guys tell me this is the guy to go get,
I think that makes it worth a shot.
I think that would make it worth a shot. If I was calling my buddies around the league and say, hey, man, what does your emergency board look like right now? We got this kid in Cleveland on the practice squad over there we think is probably the best one.
Are you pretty sure the Cowboys have done at least as much research as you have over the last 24 hours?
I would hope they tell me it's a 24/7 job.
Yeah. But Brian done more work than the team?
But let me tell you this, though, too. Remember, Jeff, I asked you about the kid who's not playing much at the Raiders that was a high pick.
Cleveland Furl.
Yeah. I was asking about him because his snaps have gone down and hearing whispers that Rod has given up.
Yeah, I think he was a healthy scratch.
He was a healthy scratch.
And he's a number 4 overall pick.
Okay, so do you make that? And then, so I had a guy tell me this. He's like, listen. He goes, I wouldn't trade for that guy. He's a super kid. He can't run. He never ran verified 40. He can't run around tackles, and he can't run through them. Dan wants speed at the corner. This is not a fit. So if you're talking about...
Plus, you're taking on a... $3 or $4 million salary.
Yeah, so now you're thinking like, okay, who we go trade for? Oh, wait, they're not playing this guy. Oh, they're not playing this guy. Maybe we could trade for those guys. But when guys start really digging in, it's like, why would this guy be a fit or not?
Yeah, that's a great insight right there from Brian Broaddus. His Gang of Seven has informed him of who's on list. Now, we got a lot of texters as well asking about Mr. Hard Knocks himself, Kamara.
He's on the team, but he's on the team because he's one of Fossil's guys.
Yeah.
Like, he's a special team guy.
Oh,
okay. I don't think they would love the idea of having him play a lot of snaps on defense. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think if you sign a guy, you'd probably have to think he was better than Kamara.
Yeah.
In terms of defensive end.
I think they would give Kamara the first crack at this is what they would do. I mean, not Kamara, excuse me, Bradley and Nye. Bradley and Nye is what I meant to say. I'm sorry about that.
All righty, great stuff from Brian Broaddus. We do have 3.5 more hours to go. I'm sure we're going to get into this quite a bit more. How do the Cowboys move on with no Tank? When we come back here, G-Bag Nation, into the 3 o'clock hour, was that Mike McCarthy decision really the worst play call of the week in the NFL? We'll get you that. It's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.